This is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this update is brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendi. This is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. This is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. Tuscola County Commissioners and the county's administrative staff are working on drafting the 2026 budget. That work is challenging because there is an approximate $700,000 shortfall between expenses and revenues that has to be filled. To help narrow the shortfall, commissioners approved freezing a 3% salary increase for themselves and for the Tuscola County Road Commission Board during Monday's meeting. The board had previously approved a 3% pay increase for 2026, 2027, and 2028. The wage freeze is for county commissioners as well as the Road Commission Board. The freeze is in place until further notice. Commissioners also asked department heads to review their finances and to cut 5 to 7% from their budget. During the meeting, County Controller Administrator Erica Dibble presented three different budget scenarios outlining different options on areas where financing could be adjusted. During discussion, commissioners said they recognize the importance of the Economic Development Corporation, EDC, and the Health Department, but they were concerned about the allocations to fund them. Eventually, the board directed that the 2026 budget should include $120,000 for the EDC and $430,000 for the Health Department. There will be a public hearing on the proposed 2026 budget at 8 a.m. December 22nd. By state law, counties have to have the next fiscal year's budget in place by the first of the year. A copy of the 2026 budget can be viewed on the county website at tuscolacounty.org or in the administrative offices at 125 West Lincoln Street in Cairo. In other news, the Bad Axe School District's Board of Education conducted an evaluation of Superintendent Greg Newland. The board rated Newland's performance as an administrator as effective, which is the highest possible rating. Per Michigan's Department of Education regulations, teachers and administrators are evaluated on their performance, which takes into consideration complicated regulations along with several other factors in doing an evaluation. When the evaluation process is completed, the board gives an administrator a rating as either being effective, minimally effective, or ineffective. Before being selected as interim superintendent back in 2013, and then later superintendent, Newland had been serving as the district's middle school principal. And we'll be right back after this brief commercial from our sponsor.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? On my roof, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight I'm not having tonight, as my roof is leaking everywhere.
Don't let a leaky roof keep you from walking in your winter wonderland. Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair for all your roofing and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167 and let the sleigh bells ring.
From all of us at Bresky Siding and Building Repair,
happy holidays!
Happy holidays to the guys over there at Bresky Siding and Roofing. Next up, we have Rayleigh Jeffers of Elkton, having been sentenced to 90 days in jail following her conviction on identity theft charges. She received no credit for time served, and her delayed sentence was revoked after being deemed unsuccessful due to a pending OWI case in Tuscola County. Jeffers is required to report to jail by 5 p.m. on December 26th, and will be released at 6 a.m. on December 29th. The remainder of her sentence will be held in abeyance. And this news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. I am Tate Servance, and this was your news update. Now we go to Russ Murley for the weather.